A United Nations report in May warned that 1 million plant and animal species are threatened with extinction worldwide. The biggest cause of that threat, it said, is the way humans have destroyed or modified the lands and oceans where these species live. Aspen Public Radio is collaborating with Aspen Journalism to produce a series of stories centered on local biodiversity. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy reports on efforts to identify the Roaring Fork Valley's best remaining wildlands for our wild creatures.
Tom Cardamone's house in Emma flutters with life. Songbirds and donkeys outside, and inside, a desert tortoise named Tut and Frodo the macaw, plus his grandson. Cardamone is executive director of the Watershed Biodiversity Initiative, a nonprofit he founded in hopes of protecting all the life that calls the Roaring Fork Valley home.
Without a home, without a place to live, your life is over.
And Cardamone says we need more information about our home. In 2016, Picken County Open Space and Trails adopted a policy to use the best available science to protect biodiversity on its properties. And Cardamone says there's not yet enough research on the huge variety of life in the valley.
There are hundreds of birds, scores of mammal species, and uncountable insect species, plant species in the thousands.
Scientists can't study each one. Instead, in a landscape-wide study that starts this summer, researchers will focus on a few who have similar needs: elk, deer, and bighorn sheep.
They all need intact and connected landscapes to survive. They need to be able to access different habitats seasonally. And if they can't do that, then their populations are going to dwindle and disappear.
Dave Anderson is director of the Colorado Natural Heritage Program, the state's premier biodiversity research organization. He'll be overseeing the analysis of 1 million acres in the Roaring Fork Valley and identifying the highest priority areas to protect for wildlife. Cardamone says focusing on the wide-ranging mammals can help build understanding of the health of the entire ecosystem.
They're the best way to identify big swaths of habitat with the assumption that you're capturing a lot of other species that may also be diminishing, that we know nothing about.
One example, he says, might be pollinators like bees and butterflies, which are essential to ecosystem function and food production, but whose numbers are dwindling across the country.
And by saving big swaths of habitat and the native plant life, we're giving pollinators a place to be.
Preserving habitat is about more than a few species. Delia Malone is a local ecologist who works with the Natural Heritage Program. While walking along the Crystal River, she points out that conservation is essential to protecting not only the very big and the very small creatures, but also everything in between.
Really, we're all connected. Every single part, whether we understand it or not, every single life is connected to another, and it's those connections that make the world function as a place that supports life.
Malone says one way to keep those connections intact is to apply basic urban planning principles.
Don't sprawl. Don't fragment. Keep the large chunks of existing habitat intact.
That's the goal of the Watershed Biodiversity Study. Anderson and his team will identify large, undisturbed areas that are most important to elk, deer, and bighorn sheep, and search for ways to connect those places. But Anderson says ultimately, preserving the best habitat for a few species isn't enough to ensure success for all. He points out that some plants and animals can only survive in highly specialized places.
Some species are only going to live in a certain kind of wetland or along a certain kind of rock outcrop. And if we conserve corridors for wildlife, we're not necessarily capturing all of those places.
Over the next 2 years, the Watershed Biodiversity Study will piece together a panorama of the local ecosystem, but it leaves the door open to zoom in a little closer and truly understand the range of life in the Roaring Fork Valley. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.